time, we're going to go and look in the Bible to see what God has to say to us, because the Bible is written. Who's the writer of the Bible? Who can say? Just shout it really loud. What's that? Yes, that's right. God is the author of the Bible. Now, there's a story that we're going to go to, and if you have your Bibles, you can turn to Genesis chapter 25. Genesis chapter 25, all right? Because we have to answer some questions about the story, and we'll find them in the Bible. You shouldn't just trust me. You got to trust what the Bible says, okay? Don't let me say anything the Bible doesn't say, right? Okay, so in Genesis chapter 5, we have a story about a family. And there's a family. There's a mom and a dad, and the mom's name is Rebecca, and the dad's name is Isaac, okay? And Rebecca couldn't have any babies. They're married, and she couldn't have any babies. And so Isaac prayed to the Lord, and he said, God, you can do anything. Could you please do this miracle so that my wife could have a baby? You promised us that we'd have some kids. And guess what happened? Do you think God could do that? He totally did it. And so all of a sudden, she had, and so then God did a miracle, and so she has two babies in her tummy at the same time. She has twins in her tummy at the same time. She has twins. And so they were born, and the first boy to be born, you guys have to remember this, the first boy's name was Esau, and the second boy's name was Jacob. Who was the older one? Just yell it out. Esau. This isn't like school. You don't have to put up your hand. Just yell. All right? Okay, I'm not a teacher like Naomi. Okay, so the older boy's name was what? And the younger boy's name was?
Jacob.
The younger boy's name was?
Jacob.
The older boy's name was?
Jacob.
The older boy's name was Esau. I tricked you guys. Okay. Now, here's this. Hold on. Now, before they were born, God made a promise to their dad. God made a promise to their dad, Isaac, before they were born. He said that one of these boys, God was going to make a real big special family out of this boy. And from this family, he was going to bless all the other families in the entire world. Even some people from the other brother's family. And actually, the promise was that one of these boys, there's going to be a family, a huge special family made out of these people, and Jesus would be part of that family, and Jesus would come, and Jesus would come and save the world by taking all of their punishment, right? So this is really, really crazy promise that he made. He said to Isaac, one of these boys, I'm going to make a special family, and then through that family, I'm going to save the entire world. Now, one of the boys was going to have Jesus in their family. Now, which boy was it going to be? Hold on. Don't answer yet, all right? Which boy was it going to be? Now, everybody thought that it should be the older boy. Everybody thought, and who's the older boy's name again?
Esau.
Everybody thought it was going to be Esau because Esau was older. Esau was more important. Esau was stronger. And Esau is actually really good at hunting. So Esau could actually take care of his family. So everybody thought, oh, it's going to be Esau because Esau can do lots of good things for his family. And actually, Esau's dad loved him better because he could do better things. Now, that's not a really good dad. Now, let's find out this. Now, which one did God say he's going to make this special family out of? Let's read in the Bible. We're going to find out what does the Bible say? In Genesis chapter 25. Genesis chapter 25, if I can find it. It takes me a while sometimes. Verse 23. It says, two countries are in her womb, and the two peoples from within you shall be divided. So there are going to be two different families. Listen here, we're going to answer our question. Which one is it going to be? The more important, stronger one who could do more things, or the younger, weaker one? Look at this. It says, one shall be stronger than the other one. Yeah. The older shall serve the younger. So who's going to have this special family that God is going to make? Jacob. And Jacob was which? The younger or the older? Now, was Jacob stronger or weaker? Did everybody think that Jacob was less important? Did everybody think that Esau was more important? So God said, I'm going to pick the one to make my special family, to be part of my special family. I'm going to pick the one that nobody else would pick. I'm going to pick the one that was weaker, that everybody thought was less important, the one who was younger. Because he wanted to show everybody that you don't get to be part of God's family by how big you are or how strong you are or how important you are, right? God wanted everybody to know that because he didn't want people trusting in how good they are or how strong they are or what they could do. But here's the problem. Isaac is the dad. He didn't agree with God. Isaac thought, you know what? The one who should get this blessing, and it was called the birthright, just a way of saying it. So the one he thought, the one who should get that is the more important one. He thought it should be Esau because Esau could do lots of really good things and Esau was stronger and Esau was more important. So he decided that he was going to disobey God and he thought it should be Esau, the stronger one who gets this promise, which you should not do that, right? You should not disagree with God. But one day, Esau, he's a hunter, and he was out hunting, and he was really good at hunting, but one day, he went hunting, and he couldn't catch anything. You don't catch it. You shoot it, I think. He couldn't get anything. And so he was really, really hungry, and he came back. And Jacob, the younger brother, the one who was less important, right, smaller, not as strong, he was making some stew. And Jacob thought that being part of God's family was the most important thing in the entire world. And Esau thought it wasn't very important. So Jacob made a plan. He said, you're really hungry, hey? How about this? You trade me the blessing of being part of God's family for that stew. Do you want to find out what Esau said? Let's look in the Bible. Okay, verse 32. Go find verse 32. Verse 32, it tells us what Esau said. Esau said, I am about to die. Of what use is a birthright to me? Oh my goodness. So this is what Esau said. He said, being alive is more important than being part of God's family. Having food is more important than being part of God's special family. But Jacob thought that being part of God's special family was the most important thing in the whole world. But guess what? Their dad still thought that Esau should get that promise because he thought that the most important people should be part of God's family. The strongest people should be part of God's family. But God didn't want anybody to think that. He didn't want people to think that. So guess what happened? Jacob and his mom had to trick the dad into giving that special promise of being part of God's special family. So what they did is they dressed up Jacob to be just like Esau. And Esau had really, really hairy arms. Does anybody know somebody who has really, really hairy arms? Yes, you do. And so what they did is they put goat's wool all over him, animal wool all over him. And then they put on his clothes because he smelled really funny. Now, does anybody know somebody who smells really funny? Yeah, I'm sure you do. Okay. And so Isaac thought that Jacob was the older brother. And so he got that special promise from God. And what was the special promise? That he would be part of God's what? And what did Jacob think was the most important thing to be part of? Did Esau think it was important? No, he didn't think it was important even as being alive. Now, God kept his promise a long time after that, and he made a huge family out of Jacob, the little, younger, weaker, less important brother. He made a huge family out of him. It was God's special family. And part of that family, and into that family many, many, many years ago, the most important person in the whole world was born. And who was that? And he was part of whose family? Jacob or Esau? Jesus was part of the stronger person's family or the weaker person's family? Jesus was part of the more important person or the less important person's family? That's really, really... But Jesus was perfect. Jesus could do lots of things. Jesus did lots of things for his dad, but Jesus was punished. Even though he did everything perfect and he was the perfect son, Jesus was punished. Whose punishment did he get? Did he get his own punishment? He didn't have a punishment. He was perfect. He got everybody in the whole world's punishment who trusted in him. Jesus did what we couldn't do. Jesus lived perfectly. He didn't sin. Does anybody here know anybody who's never done anything wrong in their whole life? Other than Jesus? Nobody has ever lived that has done everything perfectly. But Jesus did. And Jesus also did something that Esau couldn't do. And Jacob couldn't do, and Isaac couldn't do. Jesus also beat death. Jesus died, and then did he stay dead? On what day did he rise again from the dead? Did he come alive again? Just shout it out. I'm not Naomi. On Easter, yeah. He rose on the third day. And so because of Jesus, we can be part of God's family. Now, are we part of God's family by doing good things? No. Are we part of God's family because we're most important? Are we important? Do we get to be part of God's family because of how strong we are? We're a part of God's family because of how strong Jesus is and how important Jesus is and the things that Jesus could do. I want to read now in the Bible, John 3:16, and we're going to find out how we get to be part of God's family. Okay, because this is very important. Because remember, God showed us in the story of Jacob and Esau that the most important thing ever is to be part of God's what? So we're going to find out how to do that. Because we know it's not by how good we are and how important we are, how strong we are. So John 3, I have to find it. Sorry, because I'm not sure I remember it. John 3:16. John 3, because we want to find what the Bible says, not what I say, right? It says this, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only, his what? His only, and that was, whose name was it? Was his name? That whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. That means they'll be part of God's family forever. Now, there's one more verse I want to read. It's 1 John 3:1. Now, this is right at the back because we want to find out. The most important question is, the most important thing in the world is to be part of God's, even better than life, right? First John 3:1. All right. It says this. See what kind of love the Father, God, has given us that we should be called children of God. And so we are. Now, John 3:16 said that how do you get to be, how did Jesus save you? If you what? If you what? It rhymes with believe. If you believe in Jesus, then you get to be what? Part of God's? So if God is the Father, then we are the children. We can be part of God's family. Now, do you get to be part of God's family by how strong you are? How about how important you are? How about because of all the good things you can do for God? Or is it by trusting that Jesus was strong enough? By trusting that Jesus was good enough? By trusting what Jesus did. And remember, what did Jesus do? He lived perfect. Could anybody else do that? Jesus defeated death. Can anybody else do that? And so here's the wonderful good news. Here's the good news. Everybody's listening? The most important news in the entire world. You guys listening? Being part of God's family is more important than even your life. Because, listen. Did Jesus defeat death? Uh-huh. And if you believe in Jesus, you get what he deserves. So that means if you have Jesus, you will live forever with God. So is being part of Jesus' family more important than life? Yeah, because he gives you eternal life with God, right? And so here's the thing. If you trust in Jesus, you get what Jesus deserves. Because on the cross, did he get what he deserves on the cross? No. Whose punishment did Jesus get? Our punishment. So whose prize are we going to get? His, that's right. Isn't that really wonderful? So that we can be part of God's family, not based on what we deserve, but based on what Jesus deserves and what he did. Now, here's what we're going to do. We're going to do something really, really special. Everybody ready to do something really special? We're going to celebrate something that's called communion, or it's called Lord's Supper. And here, what I have here, does anybody see what this is right here, everybody? Bread, okay? This is bread. And before Jesus died, he said, I'm going to give you a special thing to celebrate, a special party to celebrate. And I want you to do this until I come back from heaven. Now, he said, I want you to remember forever that I died to take your punishment. And I also want you guys to remember forever that I'm coming back and we're going to have a huge party in heaven when I come back, a huge feast. So we're going to remember that he died for us, and we're going to remember that we're going to have a huge feast with Jesus in heaven. That's what we do when we celebrate communion or Lord's Supper, right? Okay? Now, this is how we remember that Jesus died. He said, the bread is supposed to remind you of my body. And Jesus' body was broken so that ours wouldn't have to be. Jesus was punished so that we wouldn't have to. And then we're also going to have some grape juice. And the grape juice is supposed to remind us. Who can tell me? What do you think the grape juice is supposed to remind us of? Just shout it out.
The blood.
The blood. The blood. And so, remember, it reminds us that Jesus died and he took our place. Remember, he wasn't punished when he died. He wasn't punished for what he did because he didn't do any bad things. He was punished for what we did. And so it also reminds us of a big, huge, something that's going to happen, something amazing that's going to happen. What's going to happen? Jesus is going to come back, and what are we going to do?
Have
a big party, and is there going to be awesome food there? Is there going to be awesome drinks there? For sure there is, because the Bible says so. He said, we're going to do this. Okay, so the Bible says that you should take communion, or you should take Lord's Supper, it's called, if you trust in Jesus. That means if you say, hey, I trust that what Jesus did will get me to be part of God's family. I'm not trusting what I deserve. And I think Jesus is even better than doing everything that I want to do. Jesus is more important than life. So I choose Jesus as my rescuer, and I choose Jesus as my king. And so if that's true for you, then you should take this, because it's a way of celebrating and say, I trust in Jesus, that he died for me and he rose again. And I also am really looking forward to celebrating that huge party when Jesus comes back. So what we're going to do is I'm going to call the elders to come forward. We're going to do that. Okay. And parents, this is, you can decide with your kids, make sure that they understand it. If they're not quite sure, you're not quite sure if they understand the gospel or if they've really made a decision yet, use your discretion, but I would say get them to wait. It's good for them to watch anyways. So what we're going to do is we're going to celebrate. The first thing we're going to celebrate is we're going to celebrate by taking the bread. So here's what I'm going to do. We're going to pass bread out, and anybody who's going to celebrate this is going to take a piece of bread, okay? And then we're all going to wait till we all have it together, because it's good to eat all together and as a way of celebrating, right? And then I'm going to read a little piece of the Bible, and then we're going to read, and then we're going to eat. Okay, does that sound good? So let me do that. I'm going to pray, and then we're going to hand out the bread, and then I'm going to read part of the Bible, and then we're going to eat. Okay, sounds good?